This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Eddie Van Halen, no longer with us, gone at the age of 65 years old. Yes, Chris Cody, this is Van Halen. Chris Cody is like, oh, okay, that's why they're playing that. Van Halen, one of the best, Eddie Van Halen, one of the best to ever hold a guitar. This is Old White Guy Radio.
Turn it up.
Remember watching this music video when I was younger?
It was
younger.
A great music
the
video.
The leg kicks?
The leg kicks of David Lee Roth. We were talking earlier on Local Hour and Big Suey about Van Halen. We were talking how different a band they would have been if they had chosen to be Lee Roth.
Not the same
the
band.
The accounting firm of Lee Roth.
But he was holding the entire microphone when he was doing those leg kicks, right?
Yes.
Oh, he looked cool.
Wearing rainbow-colored tight spandex pants and long hair. The death of the rock star was right around there. The NFL is in chaos and could possibly relocate Monday night's game between the Chargers and Saints from New Orleans to Indianapolis because of Hurricane Delta, according to ESPN. So basically, you just have football moving around trying to escape a virus and a hurricane to make its money for everybody. Just trying at every turn. Let's see if we can move over here, over there. Where's the money? Where can we safely grab the money?
Where's a field?
Somebody, just give me a field where there's no virus and just money.
You would think, oh, just postpone the game, reschedule it. But no, they got to save those dates for the airborne virus.
Yes, and we need to give ESPN Monday Night Football because ESPN is not here to be sharing Monday Night Football with CBS. That is not how ESPN paid billions of dollars for those rights.
No, and you can't get Mahomes in that transaction.
And Romo sounded so good on Monday night.
That's not how this is going to happen around here. We're going to get our money, damn it. If there's a hurricane, we're going to move the game. We'll play it in the ocean. We will find a place where it's safe. The ocean right now is not safe because there are hurricanes.
Delta,
now, we'll
yeah.
play it in California or Oregon. No, it's not safe because of fires. We will play wherever we have to play it so that we could get our cash and you could get your fantasy points. Christine Lisi, my apologies here for rambling on and getting in your way.
And finally, an Oklahoma district attorney is alleging the popular children's song Baby Shark was used to torture inmates in a prison. If they really wanted to torture prisoners, why don't they just turn this show on?
There it is.
Get out of here. Get out of here. It's infuriating. We don't know where it's coming from, when it's coming.
Just a little rope-a-dope, too.
And then she runs out, cackling.
That Chris wants Elon Musk to send everyone up to Mars and have them play in outer space.
Is that why Chris was pointing up vigorously? I was wondering, like, because I'm looking at the Zoom chat, he was trying to communicate something, and so he was pantomiming, playing charades, and so that was, wait a minute, how was Stugatz able to do the translations?
That's my language, man.
On outer space, yes. That is the next frontier for football. You are so right.
Remember when cruise ships was almost the answer for the NBA?
Oh, my God. That was funny, Jay Williams.
Jay Will.
That was funny.
Yeah, Jay Will. I don't think they need to send him to Mars. I think they just need to send him to Canada.
Canada is safer, but it's much more fun. Chris saying that it would be, you know, somewhere in outer space. You guys were having a great conversation during the commercial break that I demand to continue right now because we cannot talk enough about this around here. Go ahead and play it, Mike.
I did as a rejoin. They're talking sandwiches going at it as hard as they can.
Okay. I just wanted I wanted imaging for talking sandwiches just as hard as they can. Yes, Chris.
Well, we were talking sandwiches, wraps, and I was saying that the most dominant food item, the LeBron James of food items, like relative to that category, is the buffalo chicken wrap.
Of the wraps.
Because there's no wrap that competes with the buffalo chicken wrap. Whereas if you talk about sandwiches, there's Philly cheesesteaks, there's turkey clubs, there's chicken cutlet sandwiches. There's just so many top tier sandwiches. I feel like the buffalo chicken wrap dominates its category more than any other food item. And, like, name the second best wrap.
But wait a minute. You're not willing to rise that up into the big leagues and make it a sandwich?
No,
Buffalo chicken wrap a sandwich?
No, put it on the poll.
Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Does the Buffalo chicken wrap qualify to graduate to being a sandwich?
They're talking sandwiches, going at it as hard as they can.
Because I think Chris is right about this. What is the second place wrap? It's got to be some sort of chicken, because it's just a fake burrito, right? That's all a wrap is.
Maybe a turkey wrap, a tuna wrap, but the Buffalo chicken wrap is head and shoulders above all the other wraps. It is. It's a LeBron James of wraps.
I think a chicken Caesar wrap might claim to be up in this category. It's not on the level of the Buffalo chicken wrap.
No.
Are we having Vito's as the same as wraps or no?
Our timing was a little off there. Say it again.
Do we have Yito's as the same as wraps?
Well, he wrote more than close. A sandwich. This is where we ended. This is where we ended up. We're saying
in the sandwich category, the heroes are the LeBron James of all sandwiches. They're the best, the biggest, and the best.
Are they?
Okay? Yes. But within the hero domain, within that subcategory, okay, there is no standout hero, because a chicken parm can be just as good as a cheesesteak. Or a turkey club, you know? Like, that's what we're
talking about. They're talking sandwiches, going at it as hard as they can.
What is, if we're having the MVP discussion of sandwiches, then you're not doing a lot better than a Philly cheesesteak, are you?
I mean, for me, it's chicken cutlet, melted cheddar or Swiss, depending on my mood, little lettuce, some mayo, light salt, heavy pepper.
Sandwiches going at it as hard as they can.
I'm trying to establish a rhythm. I feel like I'm in early foul trouble here.
Yeah. I just feel like there's just so many, like if we talk to 100 different people, you're going to get 14 different sandwiches that are their favorite. Whereas if you talk to every 100 people about their favorite wrap, 82 of them are going to say Buffalo chicken wrap, and it's just
They're
the most dominant item.
Going at it as hard as they can.
He's so mad at himself, Chris.
Do you not see what Mike is trying to do?
It's a false ending there. Should have just left it at the rejoin.
Chris, you're doing fine. Don't get upset. I've never seen you so engaged in my entire life.
It's the pandemic.
So at Le Batard Show, is the Philly cheesesteak the best of the sandwiches? Billy, do you have an opinion here? Wait until Mike is done playing the music, please, before speaking.
Thank you.
They're talking sandwiches, going at it as hard as they can.
I'm broken.
Billy, you can go now.
No,
what's my favorite sandwich? Grilled cheese.
All right, they're talking very good. Sandwiches, going at it as hard as they can.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Also, football's falling apart.
Yeah.
But we're talking sandwiches hard as we can.
They're talking sandwiches, going at it as hard as they can.
The old classic grilled cheese, huh, Billy? You're just the spirit of Stan Van Gundy you're summoning by going the old. I mean, I thought peanut butter and jelly if you were going to go with one of the old staples.
PB&J. But let's not bring up PB&J, because that's a whole divisive issue.
What's divisive about it?
Everything is divisive about PB&J. Do you like grape jelly, strawberry jelly? Do you like chunky peanut butter, smooth peanut butter, toasted bread, crust? It's too much of something. We can't tackle that this
too
year.
Hot?
Man.
Okay,
not this year.
It's too hot.
I mean,
all right.
Chunky peanut butter people need to get over themselves.
What? No,
not this year, guys. We're not doing it.
Are you
mark it on the calendar, January 1st, 2021. We can debate this.
This is infuriating.
We need a year for it.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Better peanut butter, crunchy or creamy? Crunchy peanut butter can get over itself. It's one of the greatest things in the world.
Oh, I like texture. I like texture. Get over yourself.
They're talking sandwiches, going at it as hard as they can.
You can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and the Big Sui on Demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends podcast network, featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcast. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
I know that sometimes these reads can be like white noise because you're used to listening a certain way and you're just waiting sometimes for Stugatz to stop talking. I've asked ESPN for many years and everyone we've ever worked in radio to do that better, where it doesn't become white noise in terms of the sponsorships on things. And so I will just accent here and echo what he's saying, which is, if you want to support what it is that we're doing around here, the way you can do so is by rating, subscribing, and reviewing on the Levitard and Friends stuff, which will get you all of our podcast things. You can use that as your own menu, your radio newspaper after that, if you want to support what it is that we're doing around here. Did you see what Howard Stern signed for in re-upping with Sirius XM?
He re-upped again?
Yes.
What? No, I did not see it.
It's $120 million annually. He would be the third highest rated CEO, highest paid CEO in the country. He's from Sirius Radio since 2005. He's made over $1 billion. And if you want to support what we're doing around here, we have our own pig vomit situation.
I remember thinking that was a bad decision by Howard.
It was not a bad decision.
So wrong.
He's not even working that much, right? He's like working three days a week at this point. He's right. He figured out sort of before on-demand stuff became a streaming option that changed all of television, changed radio viewing habits. He figured out that his audience was loyal enough that he could charge his audience for a subscription model. And I don't know that it was a good business move for satellite radio, but it must have been if they're still paying him, right? Like, it kept them relevant.
They're still paying him, and they're still here.
They're still here, and if they're re-upping him again, it's because he has that value. They're not just giving him, like, a lifetime contract.
But he has such a catalog of content. So, like, today, I was just checking on Twitter. I think he's rerunning an interview he did with Eddie Van Halen, and I think David Lee Roth is joining. Like, it's insane.
Yes, you know? His guest list is the strongest thing you will find just about anywhere in entertainment. It's still a thing that matters, even though, he's in his late 60s now, and he's doing it less than he ever has, and it would appear being paid more for it than he ever has. Speaking of CEO, you saw the CEO of Ocean Spray gave that guy who was skateboarding to work, giving off a mood that went viral because he was drinking cranberry juice, Ocean Spray. He bought him a car or a truck, bought him a vehicle so he doesn't have to skateboard to work anymore.
It's a good job by the CEO there.
Well, it's a good way to get himself this kind of attention, which is worth more than whatever he paid for the car, because he has now capitalized smartly on a viral sensation by helping a guy out that helped out his brand.
I bet you sales have spiked for Ocean Spray.
I mean, it's hard to make Ocean Spray cool, right? It's hard. He couldn't have bought himself
that. In 2020, Ocean Spray and Fleetwood Mac being TikTok sensations is not something that I had. But yeah, we did the AM finally yesterday. Fleetwood Mac's Dreams is in the top 30 of Billboard's Hot 100. Everyone's grateful for Dogface, the TikTok star, and they rewarded him with a vehicle.
Because the CEO, this is an easy investment for the CEO of Ocean Spray to make. He's thinking to himself, we're in the middle of a pandemic. He's saying, how do I make Ocean Spray something that matters again? You'll never do it. It's like trying to make Fleetwood Mac matter again. Or skateboards. So the guy is just on a skateboard, and I'm not sure why people loved it so much. I'm really not.
It's so pleasant. It was unexpected. All of it was jarring, but the good kind, the messenger, everything, top to bottom. I wonder what it's doing for head tattoos of feathers.
Ocean Spray as a brand, right? It's not something necessarily you might get it out of habit, but what you're trying to do with commercials is basically plant. You can get any kind of cranberry juice. You could get whatever it is that you want.
Yeah, but Ocean Spray is delicious.
Well, but it's also got a reputation, a reputation that we haven't talked about recently. And all of a sudden, all it took was a Fleetwood Mac song and a skateboard and a tattooed guy who didn't have a car. Boom. Pandemic gold. That is how you make money. That is how a CEO of business, that guy, wait a minute, he bought him a car. Do you realize how much that dude in that video made that CEO?
And all he got him was a car? Like,
oh, that's exactly right. That's right. A terrible job by the CEO of Ocean Spray. If you're just joining us, Chris Cody has suggested that we play football games in space.
Yeah.
because hurricanes are coming and moving Monday Night Football, and the virus is here, and there's fire tornadoes in California, and we just keep playing football.
Yep, Mike had probably a better and simpler solution of just going to Canada.
I mean. Yeah, or just not playing. No, that's not one of the options. Don't be ridiculous.
Don't talk about it. You idiot. No.
I'm sorry I even had the thought. I take it back immediately.
Have you seen the slate this weekend?
It was
Saturday
just a weak
Sunday?
Moment, a weak moment in my month-long depression and anxiety and pressure intention about freedom in the world falling apart. Christine Lisi, you were saying.
And finally, koala bears spend up to 22 hours a day sleeping. The rest of their time is spent eating and wandering around aimlessly searching for a mate. If they don't find one, they just give up and go back to sleep. Speaking of creatures that spend their day eating and walking around aimlessly, Dan and Stu, back to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Didn't see that one coming.
Not at all. We've got a lot of polls from the work week that we have not gotten to. At Lebatard Show is where you vote on them. It always gives you a decent idea of what we've been doing over the course of the week. We had an outburst of polls here a second ago because the sandwich debate erupted yet again. Somebody points out while saying that it's about the 100th time that we've had the sandwich debate, and this is so true. This is via tweet. Every single sandwich discussion in this show's history involves Stu Gatz fancying himself some kind of sandwich expert, but ultimately just talking about chicken parms.
I love chicken parms, so true.
Like, it is so true that he just throws out a couple of turkey sandwich. All he eats is chicken parms.
I'm very basic. It's chicken parm, meatball parm, chicken cutlet, and a turkey with bacon.
It is the extent of your sandwich knowledge is just that anytime someone offers you a sandwich, it better be a chicken parm. At Lebatard Show, if you want to vote on all these ridiculous things over the course of the week.
You know, there are studies that back up that a sandwich tastes better if someone else makes it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I would say the best sandwich is a sandwich that someone else made when you're getting out of the pool and you're about 8 years old. There's nothing better.
That's maybe a great sandwich.
Maybe put a couple of Ruffles in between it and get some crunch. Right. That's the best type of sandwich. But a sandwich that someone else makes tastes better.
Hmm. I've never thought about it like that, but now that you say it, there is something about like when you just make a turkey sandwich at home. It's not the same. There's like you need it from a restaurant. Like, I don't know.
Going at it as hard as they can.
Poor Chris.
We're on Zoom. I can't hear it till it's like already playing.
At Lebatard Show.
It's that cadence.
We miss the studio. We miss having everybody here at the same time. It's why our timing is off, and it's why we can't. It's why we can't do some of the things that we normally do around here.
Just to have another conversation about sandwiches that we've had a million times. Are you guys diagonal cut or down the center, guys?
They're talking sandwiches, going at it as hard as they can.
Diagonal.
Down the center.
Depends on my mood.
Let's fight.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. You cut your sandwich diagonal or down the middle?
The Twitter poll at Lebatard Show is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Have you ever shouted at your television during a sporting event, quote, I will kill you myself? Mike did that.
Mike did that at Duncan Robinson this week.
And then yesterday, Kendrick Nunn.
That's right. 54% of the audience said yes. Got to scroll up here. Big fat white face. Compliment from the Gandhi. Jeff Perlman. He was excellent. Best interview you've ever done. I'm serious. Pulp. 60% of the audience said no.
No to Pulp.
How about that? A lot of votes on that one, too. Does water make you extremely phlegmy?
That's Stu Gatz's latest excuse.
Well, it's Greg's excuse. I just backed him up on it. 88% of the audience said no. Is it a good line telling someone who is wearing their hat backwards, didn't it come with instructions?
That is Greg Cody's insult of Chris Cody. Let's hear if this is a good joke deemed by the audience or a bad joke.
53% of the audience said no. If you were Patrick Mahomes' mom, would you wear a shirt that says QB producer?
She does.
Yeah, and she should. 76% of the audience said yes. Does a 16-year-old need to know who Tom Hanks is?
Stugatz's kids do not know who Tom Hanks is.
Neither of them. 62% of the audience said yes. If you walk past Flo from Progressive, would you ask for a selfie? Weird question. I mean, I would.
I mean, aren't all the questions weird? That's the one that's weird.
Yeah, I guess. 62% of the audience said that no, they would not.
Oh, I don't believe
you. I'm calling them out.
I don't believe you guys. Totally with you're selfie obsessed. Everywhere I go, you cannot walk around anywhere. Put this on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Can you walk anywhere without seeing someone taking a selfie?
If Van Halen was the same band but called Lee Roth, would it have been as big? 93% of the audience.
It would have been as big as, again, an accounting firm.
Maybe Hagar, though.
Maybe.
Hagar would have been okay. It would have been a little harder metal, I think.
Hagar. I like that.
Hagar would have been good.
They were good. That first album with Hagar was very, very good.
Yeah. A lot of people pick Hagar. Yep.
Is seeing Michael Eaves in the calf amazing?
Chris Cody saw Michael Eaves in the cafeteria. Couldn't be bothered. He was in a big hurry. Couldn't say the word cafeteria, so he said the calf.
52% of the audience said no. Do you know the name of that aluminum foil thing that you put under your chin to tan?
Oh, it does have a name. We looked it up. We looked it up.
Well, now we have to explain this. This is Dave Soup Campbell at the Radisson up in Bristol, Connecticut.
Okay, so it's a sun tanning reflector is what it's called. And if you did not know the story, a friend not very recently, back when Bristol was more of a pit than it is today, at the old Radisson Hotel, which was a dump of the highest order, thought he was arriving or she was arriving at the height of his or her dreams in Bristol, Connecticut, the top of the sports media empire. And there, tanning in, not by a pool, not in the grass, but in a lawn chair in the parking lot with a sun tanning reflector, was the leathery Dave Soup Campbell. At Levitard Shows, Stugatz, what else do you have there?
Is a wrap less than a sandwich? 78% of the audience said yes. Is the buffalo chicken wrap a sandwich? 74% of the audience said no. Can chunky peanut butter get over itself?
What a ridiculous thing. You are so wrong about this, Chris. So wrong.
59% of the audience said no.
It's appalling, Chris. It's just generally appalling.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm fine eating it. I'm just saying people who love it need to get over themselves.
Do you cut your sandwich diagonal or down the middle? This is early. The voting is early here. But 57% of the audience said diagonal.
Really?
Yeah.
Diagonal sandwich cutters.
Yep. Can you walk...
You cut it diagonal when you cut it diagonal when
let's go to break.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
He is red-faced with anger. You guys need to understand something, okay? Poor Chris Cody had a rough day yesterday. His Marlins lost. Acuna started the series with an enormous home run. Then his Heat lose. His night ends with him yelling at Twitter viewers, our fans and customers, yelling at them that they probably have receding hairlines too.
At one point, he said, "You're watching me. I'm not watching you."
With an enormous amount of ego. I think I just pulled the pec muscle. I'm not even kidding. Just laughing. You did do that, Chris. You said, I'm not watching you. You're watching me. Get over yourself. Receding hairline. And then you're so tired today. You're so tired today that your chemistry in small windows has been a note off all show. I am so tired of looking into that Zoom chat and seeing you red-faced with shame. He just threw his microphone. DraftKings. DraftKings? Stukot's telling people about DraftKings.
Oh, man.
I just want to revisit here just real quick because I do think I've done harm to a pectoral muscle here laughing at Chris Cody. I want to explain to the audience again that we as a show last night, as a thank you to our listeners, because we very much appreciate the loyalty and the intimacy that comes with the stickiness of this show, wanted you to be in our lives a little bit and watch or feel like you were watching the game with us. So we've done two or three or four of these. And you've come out by the thousands in order to be a part of this. And last night ended with Chris Cody screaming red-faced into his Zoom camera. And on my computer, at least, because you were the dominant voice on the Zoom, you blew up and everyone else went to the side. And so I see you after a very long day. All right. You don't look like you smell great just because of the stress of the evening. Because you said many times that there were sphincter troubles during the game because you were scared. He is screaming into his computer and was the dominant face saying, you probably have a receding hairline too. He's yelling this at a general chat. He's not looking at anybody. He's just looking at a chat and he's yelling, you probably have a receding hairline too. And then he yelled, and these were the last words
it's
I
the
heard.
Best, yeah.
This is what I went to sleep with. You're watching me.
I couldn't sleep because he said it. I was thinking about it all night.
I'm not watching you. You just buried that Twitcher again. We were there to have a nice night with them. And this poor fan, you know, like Charles Barkley said that he learned from Julius Erving, never meet your heroes because they will disappoint you. And so he said anytime he's meeting someone can be the first time he's meeting them and the last time he'll ever see him. He doesn't want to leave him with a bad impression. Chris Cody, red-faced and angry, telling a viewer or a listener whose hair he knows nothing about.
What did they say to you?
Just that he had a receding hairline.
That's it.
Constant. It was the whole time. It was a buildup. It wasn't just one thing at the end. It was the whole time. This one guy, I'm not going to say his username, but I know it. I wrote it down.
Of course you did. Yeah.
I was done, man. I was done for the night.
But you morphed into, it was weird. It was somehow, it was meaner than a WEEI postgame show after a bad Celtic loss.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know. Mike Ryan enjoyed the tears of the Boston Celtics by calling into Boston Sports Radio, and now we're the new evolution of that. You have to tune in at the end of a Heat loss to see Chris Cody, lovable, affable Chris Cody. Chris Cody gets along with everyone. I've known Chris Cody since he's a child. I've never once seen him angry until last night, red-faced, screaming into the Zoom.
And it was real and raw, man.
Someone else, I believe there were curses involved. I believe you were shaking the sides of your computer as you yelled. I just closed my tablet. That's the last thing I heard and saw. It was like haunting.
Well, Chris, did it go on?
Yeah, that's why I didn't go to sleep. I was fuming last night.
So you tried to sleep angry. Mike, have you ever seen Chris Cody angry?
No.
No, I don't think any of us have. I didn't think he was capable of that, I have to be honest.
Billy, how about you? You've seen the rage, the red-faced rage, the nuclear rage of Chris Cody.
I was shocked to see Chris that upset. But you know what? Good for you, Chris, standing up for yourselves to the cyber bullies. It won't stop, though, because now they know that it'll irritate you, so it's only going to get worse.
Right. Oh, it has. All my Twitter mentions today are all about receding hair.
That's why I told you, just leave it alone, man.
That is the television trap right there. You show them your vulnerability with your anger. You expect something in the way of compassion, but no, they will make you have even less hair because you're pulling it out in a rage while trying to sleep. All right, we'll get those Kyrie Irving thoughts from Stugatz during the post-game show.